everyone, it's Faye here. I'm here with Lee Stribling from Skills for Care. Hi, Lee.
Good afternoon, Faye.
Lee has been with us at ECDP all day today, doing two separate pieces of work, but very much related. So, Lee, this morning you did some training with ECDP staff. Could you tell us a bit about it?
I was training the staff this morning to show them the website we've got called the National Minimum Data Set for Social Care, and it's a census of social care. And what we like employers to do is to go onto the system, register themselves, give us some information about their workers. And we use that information, particularly when we're looking at facts and figures about the kinds of people who work in care and the jobs that they do, the qualifications they've got. And employers can use that information if you're an individual employee employing your own staff. You can use that as an online, very secure resource, like a human resource facility. The other good thing about the National Minimum Data Set is when you've done the National Minimum Data Set, you are entitled to look at claiming some funding for your staff training. And there is quite a lot of funding available for a whole range of training that you might be interested in your staff undertaking now or a little bit later on in the future. So it's a very good thing for people to be using the National Minimum Data Set because we learn so much about the kinds of people who work in the sector, their ages, where they come from, how long they stay. And that all helps us to understand the different range of skills and people who work within social care. And that's really important.
Brilliant. So when we started the training this morning, I took part in the training myself. I think people were a little bit concerned that because it holds all that information, it might be quite complicated. But I think the general feedback from staff was actually very straightforward. And the idea is that we're going to go out and show some of our members how to use it because people will know ECDP has a lot of members who are individual employers themselves. So that's very exciting. And then this afternoon we did something different. We held a focus group with members. Would you like to tell us a little bit about why we did that?
Yes, it was really good this afternoon. We looked at something that we produced in Skills for Care a few years ago, which is called the Personal Assistant Toolkit. Basically, it's a toolkit that was put together for employers when they're recruiting personal assistants, either for themselves or the person that they look after. And the toolkit goes into quite a lot of detail about all the stuff that people find a little bit challenging. How do I put a job description together? Where do I advertise when I'm looking for personal assistants? What about pay? How do I deal with difficulties like somebody always going off sick? What do I do about training? Lots of questions which we try to answer in this thing that we put together called the Personal Assistant Toolkit. And because that was done a few years ago, it's always good to go back, have a look, refresh, see what needs to be changed and improved, and to get some feedback from the employers who would find, we hope, would find the Personal Assistant Toolkit useful. So the whole idea of this afternoon session was to talk to a group of people who employ their own personal assistants, find out what they thought about the toolkit, what was good, what wasn't so good, what needs to be improved, were there any gaps, other things that we needed to put in, was the format right? So it was a really interesting discussion which raised quite a lot of questions but also gave us some really valuable feedback. And because there's going to be a focus group in each of the other five areas within Skills for Care, we'll have six slots of information, six slots of opinions. Once we find out what the common themes are for everybody, we can start looking at making those amendments.
I think what was really great about the focus group, from my point of view, was that we had individual employers themselves, we had parents of employers and people who employ staff on behalf of their children, as well as PAs and carers too. So we got a real range of views. And I think people were generally really impressed with the information there, but had some really good recommendations about how to build on it. So it was a very useful focus group with our members this afternoon. Obviously, it's been great to have you here today, and we're looking forward to welcoming you back for the other two focus groups. There's going to be some information going up on our website so that other people can get involved with those, because we're always keen to hear new views. And obviously, we'll be updating Twitter and Audioboo and what have you with that information too. So thank you very much again for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to next time.
Wonderful. Thank you.